All right, Freckle Mitchell Oldenburg, 1-15-1 for almost the win, but didn't quite do it. Bummer, you went down in the second one.
Yeah, it was chaos, man. I knew starts were going to be the most important thing coming to these races. I did the Australian series, so I know what I was kind of getting myself into. So I did 10 starts every day I rode, and it was like 30 to 40 starts a week for the last month. And man, that second one, they flinched, and I got caught up in it. So crashed, picked myself up, and just rode it home. Yeah. Tried to save some energy, save the bike. The clutch was going to be very important for that last main, keep that thing as cool as possible. So executed the last start perfect, and raced forward, which is something I've struggled with in the past, is settling and focusing on the guy behind me. So it was a fun night.
You qualified, I think, third. Fifth. Okay, so how did you get that kind of far inside gate?
Oh, okay, so I was fifth in qualifying, but I got third gate pick from the heat race.
Okay, so went from the heat, yeah, so you were, but you were third, so yeah, that's what I was thinking. Third pick, but I still felt like you were second from the inside, right?
First.
Yeah, gate. So how did they let that, how did they let you have that?
Anstey took three, and, okay. And,
no.
Bogle. Sorry, Bogle took two, Anstey took three, it was either one or four, and I didn't want to go that far outside. Bogle's obviously good at starts, and Anstey's heat race start was really good, so I wanted to control it.
Yeah.
And I like the inside gate, too. You only got to beat one guy, really, right. The guy next to you.
I was a little surprised with your qualifying that you had that gate, but that was good for you, for sure. Slick track, huh?
Yeah, it was slippery. I mean, we've been riding tracks in California, and it's been 100 degrees outside, so it really wasn't that slippery compared to what we were riding. The turns are just so long, and the height of them are short. It's easy to carry speed. But it's also very easy to ask for too much and get wheel spin and spin out. So I knew times were going to be super close all weekend. I knew it was going to be a start, and I executed 2 out of 3. So hopefully we can get 3 out of 3 in Melbourne.
Yeah, Seeley was just telling me, he's like, I don't know what the hell's up with this format, but you're used to it. It's a little bit of slam, bam, you know, a lot of racing and a lot of short time.
Yeah, I did it the first time in New Zealand, and it was a rough night, and I learned a lot. So the next weekend we went to Melbourne, and I ended up winning that one. So, these races, I don't know if you watched Ted Lasso, but you got to be a goldfish because the goldfish has the shortest memory. So you got to forget and move forward. So let's try to be a goldfish tonight.
There you go. Good job, man. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you.